Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Monday, June the 21st, 2021, 6:21:21, 14 and a half minutes past the hour on this Monday morning, and welcome to summer. Now, I say that with a little bit of trepidation because, as many of you know, this is the summer solstice. Now, this is the day every year that we are supposed to have the most daylight hours. But there is always some conjecture when it comes to this day, as with the first day of fall, first day of spring, first day of winter. You know, first day of spring, first day of fall, it's supposed to be 12 and 12. 12 days of daylight, 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of dark. First day of winter, it's supposed to be least daylight hours. And then first day of summer, most daylight hours. So it should be daylight very late tonight. But here's the point. They like to move these days around, and they like to move these times around. Now, I did not do a whole lot of checking over the weekend to see if they had tried to move this around this year. I know last year they did on the first day of winter. I don't think they said the first day of winter was December 21st. See, I used to like it when it was first day of spring was March 21st, first day of summer was June 21st, first day of fall, I believe it was September 21st, and first day of winter was December 21st. That made it easy for everybody. But now we get out our meteorological tools, and we try to move these things around. So I'm not sure if they're calling today the first day of summer or not, but I happen to think it's the first day of summer. Now, if somebody would like to call me who has seen a weather report, feel free, 740-383-9944. I also have not seen the time that it's supposed to, the sun is supposed to set tonight. So if you know what time the sun is supposed to set tonight, let me know, because it's supposed to set later tonight than it does any other day of the year. So give me a buzz. What do you make of the first day of summer? And now that we are in the first day of summer, do you have any summer plans? Because really now, you know, Memorial Day is supposed to kick off the summer season. But really, it's today. Today we are officially in summer. We've been in spring up until today. So do you have any big summer plans that you hope to follow through with before the kids go back to school and the warm weather starts to end sometime early in September? Is there anything big that you want to do before summer ends? Because you can get an early jump on it today. Because today is the first day. Now, there are a few things I want to talk about here. And if you want to talk about this first day of summer, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Now, yesterday, I was out. And I'm not even sure how I did this, to be honest. But I got a little tiny cut. Not even a quarter of an inch. It's just the tiniest cut in the world on my finger. I don't even think it bled very much. I mean, I didn't even use a Band-Aid. It was so tiny, and it's a little tiny cut. Well, here's the problem. Last night, I was cleaning out some of my drains, and I use baking soda and vinegar to clean out the drains, because this is supposed to be a very organic way to clean out your drains without using toxins without using those disinfectants and drain cleaners and whatever. You just pour the baking soda in your drain, and then you pour the vinegar in there, and it bubbles all up, and the compound that it creates destroys all of the blockages. So, I'm doing this last night, which is a pretty easy project, but somehow I spilled the baking soda, and just a little bit of it, maybe a half a teaspoon of baking soda, and when I went to clean it up, I forgot that I had this tiny little cut on my index finger. So I'm wiping it up, and I think some baking soda got into my little tiny, less than a quarter inch cut on my finger. And it burned, obviously. And I got up this morning, and now my index finger feels kind of sore. Now, it's not in tremendous pain or anything, but usually a cut that small, you really don't have any pain associated with it. So my question is, because I didn't read the box of baking soda, do you think it's bad that you get baking soda in a cut? I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it cleaned it out, and that's what I'm feeling right now, that if there was any infection in there, the baking soda has just cleared this out. So give me a buzz on that, too. If you've got anything to say about the first day of summer, which is today, as far as I'm concerned, or you have anything to say about cuts and little bits of baking soda in there. Also, what is the difference between baking soda and baking powder? Now, obviously, I know that you use baking soda to cook with. Well, I think you use baking powder to cook with, but I think you use baking soda as well. So what is the main difference between these two products? Because I think if you dump baking powder down your drain with vinegar, I don't think the same chemical composition happens. So what is the difference between baking soda and baking powder? Why does baking soda create this chemical reaction that can clean out drains? By the way, does anybody else do this to clean out their drains? Does anybody else put baking soda and vinegar down the drain and watch it bubble up and apparently eat away all the grease and all the grime that is in your drains at home? It's a fascinating thing, because when you dump all that down there, it does bubble up, and you hear that hissing noise like something is being burned, which is what you want. You want that grease and all that stuff going in there. But I really don't know the difference between baking powder and baking soda. Now, I think you put baking powder in cookies. Now, I don't know what the purpose is for that. See, I'm not a baker, so I really don't know what the real difference is between baking powder and baking soda and what they really do. If anybody can straighten me out on this, give me a buzz here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 on this first day of summer, 2021. June 21st. 21. You know, with it being the year 21, every solstice or equinox we have this year, spring, summer, fall, and winter, will be a 21-21. Unless you listen to those meteorologists, because they will try to change them. I don't know if they've tried to change this one. I can't point a finger this morning at them for changing this one, because I don't know that they have. But I think they did try to change the spring one. I think they said the spring, first day of spring, was something like on March the 20th. I don't know why they move them around, but that's the way it goes. Maybe nobody knows the difference between baking powder and baking soda. If anybody does, hit me up here on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. Okay, had a unique experience this morning. Now, I'm going to come back to this after I talk about it, but I haven't had any problems as of late with getting my large diet soda in the morning. But this morning, I had a unique experience. Now, it was a new person working the window. Now, I don't know if this was a new person overall, or if this was just somebody who doesn't work the shift that I go there. So I go through the line, I order what I need to order, which is just the large diet soda, $1.07. I go up to the first window, and I give her $1.25. So, you know, I'm expecting, a good portion of money back here, 18 cents. So I go up to the window, and I hand her $1.25, and she says to me, she goes, "Do you want your change?" Now, I don't think they've ever asked me that before. Do you want your change? Well, of course I do. Because I put it back in the bucket, and then I'll use it tomorrow morning to make change for the upcoming days. The tax, the 7 cents. And I said, well, yeah, I do. And then she comes back and says, well, a lot of people just drive off without their change. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't realize they have change coming. Or maybe they've had situations like I have. Like Friday night, before I came here to do the show, I stopped and I got a large drink. Now on Friday night, now this was not as big a deal, but I handed the girl $1.12. $1.12, and I expected to get back a nickel, because the soda cost $1.07. So I give her $1.12, and she never comes back to the window. So here's what I don't know. I think there are three answers to this question to why don't you get your change. Number one, they think you don't want it, which apparently is a thing that I learned this morning. Number two, they don't even count it when they put it in the drawer, because it looks like when they get change, they just dump it in. You know, whether it's 7 or 12 or 25 or whatever it is, they just immediately dump it in the drawer. Number three, they don't know how to count it. And I'm not saying this is a thing that would make you uneducated. I'm just saying maybe it is because the younger generation who's usually working these windows, they really have been very dependent on calculators and things of that nature. So maybe that's what it's all about. I don't know. Does anybody have a theory on this? Because after this morning, when the lady asked me, "Do you want your change?" I'm thinking that maybe that's what all these people think. They think you don't want it. And then when you're still sitting there at the window, they panic because they've already dumped your change into the drawer. Now, I'm not sure why people wouldn't want their change. I mean, if it was like a penny, well, maybe. Maybe you wouldn't want that. But, you know, 18 cents or a quarter or something like that, I would think you would want that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people don't care about change anymore. And maybe this has been what all these, we've heard about these coin shortages that have went on over the last year, and it's costing so much to make change anymore, more than it actually is worth. Is that what's going on? Society really doesn't care about change anymore. You know, we've had this big changeover to debit cards, credit cards, so on and so forth. Well, it kind of has obliterated checks for the most part. You know, checks are still out there, but they certainly aren't being used like they used to. And cash is still out there, but it's not being used quite as much as it used to. So maybe people think change is becoming a thing of the past. Do you think we should do away with change? Do you think it's just time to go to the credit card system? Are there any advantages to still having cash? Because there are a lot of places where you go, still here in Marion, to eat, where you have to have cash. They do not have a credit card machine. I don't know what this is all about, to be honest with you. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing really good. Hey, I had an experience about 2 months ago at a fast food place. I ordered my food. I pulled up to the window, and my total was $10.07 for what I owed. So I handed them a 20, and the girl says to me, we're short on coins. Do you want to just round it up to $11? And I'm thinking, no, it's 10:07. So I said to her, I said, well, no, I don't want to round it up to 11. How about round it down to 10? That way you're only short 7 cents. And she said, well, I can't do that. And I said, well, I think if you can round it up to 11, you can round it down to 10. And so she went and got her manager, and the manager said, yeah, yeah, we can do that. We can round it down to 10. And he's like, I'm sorry, we're just real short on change. And but one thing I've noticed, I'm noticing lots of times when you hand them change, it's like you said, they throw it in the drawer without even counting it. And so I think there's must be a lot of people that really don't care about getting their change back.
Well, it's just an odd thing to me because, you know, I've worked a lot of retail in my life and worked a lot with money. And when somebody hands you any kind of change, I mean, the main reason I have always felt the need to count it is usually people's bills are not a straight amount. They're not, you know, $10. So if your bill is $10.54, well, you could short me if I don't count your change. So, you know, that could work the other way as well. I mean, if the bill is $10.07 and I only give you $10.02 and you don't count it and just drop it in the door, well, I've just shorted you 5 cents.
Right. But it's true. And I mean, you know, my experience has been usually if I do give change, you know, coins with it, I'm given enough coins that I get whole dollars back, and I don't get any change. You know, I don't get any coin back. And, you know, sometimes, like, you know, they don't even count it. And it's like, well, you probably should.
Well, yeah, and a lot of this has to do with tax. You know, that the 7 cents that we see at a lot of restaurants is usually tax. It's not what's on their bill. It's what they're being taxed to put that on there. So, I mean, I get it, and I get that it's an odd amount sometimes, but I don't know. It doesn't take a whole lot of time to count 7 cents, and then when you say something to them, they get very, very confused.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's too bad.
Yeah, it is, and I have a friend, some good friends that own a deli and carryout store, and their biggest. I was talking to one of the owners the other day, and she was saying one of the biggest problems they had is finding people to work first, and then finding people that know how to read cursive writing, because when they write down the order, when the owner writes down the food order, she just writes it in cursive. She said, my biggest problems are finding young people that know how to count money and can read cursive.
You know what's strange? I really, all these help wanted signs and all these businesses hiring galore, I'm really confused about this because it's my understanding that the unemployment system, well, here's what I don't understand. You know, I'm looking back at this when the pandemic started because it seems to be that's when this all started. So when the pandemic started, you had to have lost your job to get on unemployment. You had to show that you were laid off. Okay, well, that's when you get unemployment. So, okay, you were laid off because your business had to shut down because of the pandemic. Well, most all businesses have opened back up or went out of business. Now, the ones that have went out of business are a very small portion overall of all the businesses that had to close. So let's say you're part of that small group that will never go back because your business went out of business. Okay. So then this extra money, I think, is running out, I believe it's in July is what my understanding is. Or was it this month?
Yes.
Or is it July?
It runs, for Ohio, it runs out at the end of June. Now, you know, if that extra federal unemployment actually goes through September, but Ohio decided that they were going to stop paying that extra federal at the end of June.
Right. So, okay, so we've got a couple weeks here. Now, why is it still, I mean, I could understand a couple businesses being hard up for people, but it just seems like every place does not have the people to run. I have seen Starbucks close their lobby because they don't have enough people to operate. I have seen businesses close for the weekend because they'll have a death in the family and they don't have people. They say it's staffing. They can't get people in there to run it. I don't quite understand this because a lot of these are jobs you usually see young kids doing. And well, what happened to them?
You know what, Scott? I have the same question. It is a mystery to me because I, like you, I see hiring signs everywhere. Everybody's wanting to hire. And it's a mystery to me. I can't figure it out either.
No, and I don't believe it's all based on this unemployment thing because most people did go back to work. So I'm very confused. And when people say, well, they're getting paid more to stay at home, okay, well, if that's truly the argument, you got two more weeks of that. So are all these jobs going to fill up in 2 weeks?
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll see.
Yep.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See, I really don't understand this hiring blitz that's going on. It is a very weird thing to me, because so many of these jobs, like lifeguards, now lifeguards typically have not been, you know, people over the age of 25. Well, where are all the lifeguards all of a sudden? And a lot of these fast food jobs have usually been younger kids. Where are all they at? Where are they all at? Supermarkets and department stores. Where are these people at? Were they unemployed before? I just am kind of confused as to why everybody is having such a hiring problem. Now, is it because businesses are doing so much better that they need help? Is that what the problem is? Not that they've created new positions? Is that where we are in all this? I don't know. I can't quite figure it out. Because if businesses went out during the pandemic, because the pandemic was supposed to have created this big economic downturn, you know, put a lot of businesses out of business. We heard about that during the pandemic. Well, if all these businesses were out of business, then why do we need all this help? I'm confused by it. Does anybody understand it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It is a puzzle to me. Much like, why do certain places want to keep your change when you go through the drive-through window? Now, it doesn't happen so much when you're inside. But when you go through the drive-thru window, there's always a lot of trouble. 740-383-9944. Now, I did want to mention this because I have not had a chance to mention this, but this is a very nice thing. As many of you know, Charlie Evers was on this station for 6 years, here from day one through April of 2020, and we still play his replays. Well, I believe it was last week or the week before, the Caledonia Cemetery, where Charlie gave the Memorial Day speech for so many years, has put a bench in his honor. So Caledonia is not that far from here, you know, 20 minutes or so up the road, maybe not even that long. If you know where the Caledonia Cemetery is, which is not a huge place, there now is a bench over in the Caledonia Cemetery, which says Charlie Evers on it. And I know his family went over yesterday and visited the bench, which is very nice, a nice thing to do on Father's Day. And I have not been over to see it yet, but it's near, I think, there's this big box where I think they put urns. I think that's what it is. And then there are two benches in this little area. And one of the benches has Charlie Evers' name on it, and it's a nice bench, and you can sit on it. And I know a lot of you were fans of Charlie's, so he does not have a tombstone at this particular point because he was cremated. So there's really no place to go and I know a lot of people want to pay respects at a cemetery, and he died during the pandemic, so there really was no big memorial service or funeral service or anything of that nature. But now there is this bench, and it's over in the Caledonia Cemetery, and it says his name on it, and I'm sure Charlie would get a very big kick out of that, that this bench was put over there, and you can go over and sit on it, and maybe you can leave a moxie there next to the bench, a moxie drink, or RC Cola, or all those things that Charlie liked to eat, or drink, or pay attention to. But it is in the Caledonia Cemetery. Now, I think it's my understanding that Charlie, his ashes will be buried at some point many years from now, when his wife Jeannie, who listens to this program, many, many years from now, when she goes, I think they're going to be buried together in the Clarendon Cemetery. So it will happen, but the bench is in Caledonia, so you'll have to go on over there. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, sir. I guess it's the day that your fellow radio personalities call you.
I guess so.
I'll chip in. The I wasn't sure about the summer solstice because people were talking about it being yesterday. Looks like it occurred about 11:32 yesterday evening. So this is the first full day of summer.
11:32 a.m. or p.m.?
Father's Day, summer solstice. Yeah, evening. So
last night.
Yeah, the busy weekend. This is the first day of summer, a full day. And just kind of depends how you look at it.
So was yesterday the longest day of the year or today?
Yeah, I mean, it depends how, because of twilight, and of course it occurred in the evening. So it's sort of a tie. Plus, it's skewed, and that happens in different amounts of skewing based upon how far north or south you are. I looked up Marion. I think the sunset is 9:07, sunrise about 6:01. It's about 2 minutes more than Columbus because it's north. So, just after 6 and then a few minutes after 9, twilight lasting basically till about 10 p.m. I went out 9:30 in the evening. It was still fairly bright. So we get more twilight, and that's kind of why far north you get almost 24 hours of daylight, but we don't have quite that much. But of course that difference increases the further north that you get, and then as you go east, the sun rises a little bit earlier, like where I worked in radio, went to college. It's like 5:15 a.m. for the sunrise. I mean, you got twilight starting just after 4 a.m. for crying out loud, and then the sun sets, you know, about 8:40. So depending on where you are in the country, and Marion and Columbus, about a 2 or 3 minute difference, depending upon what part of Columbus, because it's big. So as you go north, yeah, you get more of that daylight, but less of it in December. It is pretty fascinating, and especially this year when we're on the border of 2 days, almost like when a birthday is on the cusp of two signs.
So sun will set tonight at 9:07. When did it set last night?
About the same, about 9:07.
9:07.
Let me take a look at because it. Yeah, I mean it's going to vary when you go a few miles. It says 9:07. Then yeah, there's actually a website, sunrise-sunset.org. Yeah, this is kind of fascinating. So today, sunrise. I assume they're taking like downtown Marion because they're doing it to the nearest second. 6:02:08. And then the sunrise tomorrow is 6:02:24. So we're losing 16 divided by 60. Well, losing six, I guess 16 seconds. 16 divided by 60 of a minute. Then sunrise actually increases 9:07, and then it's 9:07 and 10 seconds on the 22nd. The sunrise keeps getting later, a little past the first day of summer, and vice versa for the sunrise. So day length is 15 hours, 4 minutes, but you're getting about an hour of twilight in each direction, where there's less twilight in December. And, of course, there's different types of twilight. And, of course, depends how cloudy the sky is, the moon. With a full moon and a clear sky, it almost seems like dim light at 1 in the morning. So many things that affect it. Yeah, this website's pretty fascinating, and actually giving it to the nearest second. we're not, we're not losing light in the evening until the 28th, the 26th and 27th, next Saturday and Sunday, 9:07:29. And then it starts getting a little sooner, 9:07:27, a week from today. This is actually pretty, and it's showing by twilight, like nautical twilight, astronomical twilight. It actually says that the astronomical twilight runs until 11:12 p.m. tonight. That's when you lose the last bit of daylight. This is quite fascinating, Scott.
Well, but it's interesting.
It is skewed. We're already losing some time in the morning, but we're gaining it at night. I'd rather have it be bright later. I mean, so the first twilight ends about 10:22 today. So yeah, as I said, until 10 o'clock, we have a reasonable amount of daylight.
Here we are, first day of summer.
Yeah, it's the busy weekend, Juneteenth, Father's Day, the solstice. Sometimes things just kind of come together, and I guess we're kind of coming back to Earth, so to speak, on the first full day of summer, and it doesn't really start getting cooler for about a month. That's another interesting climatological study, whatever that word is. So another month before the average high temperature goes down, and that's also a little bit intriguing. Because we're a month past the longest day of the year, but that's when it starts getting cool again, and then it doesn't really take off until around Labor Day. August and September offer the nicest months because there's less precipitation, and that rainy season is the spring or early part of the summer. Then August, September, less humidity. September especially. There's more light, and it's still fairly warm. So every month kind of has its own personality. And then, by Labor Day, you're starting to look toward Halloween and Christmas. So you look toward the end of the year festivities.
We'll see how it all shakes out. Well, thanks for the info, Adam.
Yeah, it definitely, you could spend the whole show on this. But yeah, check out this sunrise-sunset.org. It is definitely one that's educational. Okay, have a good day, Scott.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
SunriseSunset.org. Well, there you go, 9:07. The sun will set tonight at 9:07. Now, it also set last night at 9:07, and apparently will continue to be at 9:07 for quite a while, but in the morning we'll start to lose some daylight. So there you go. Now, just don't forget the bench over in Caledonia, Charlie's Bench. You can go over there and visit that, and his name is on it, and that's a nice thing to have that dedicated in his honor. And I think that was done a little over a week ago, and there it stands in the Caledonia Cemetery. And I know a lot of people around here have family members buried in Caledonia, so you can go over and you can visit Charlie's Bench, and then you can visit your family members buried in the Caledonia Cemetery. Again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944, if you want to talk to about the summer solstice, first day of summer today. If you want to talk about the, how do you clean your pipes? Do you use baking soda and vinegar? Let's see here. Do you want change back when you go to these restaurants or fast food places? Or is change becoming a thing of the past? I don't know. Checks, you can still use checks, but they're partially becoming a thing of the past, it seems like. I don't know. It's a whole new world. 740-383-9944. Now, I had an interesting weekend. I did not clean out my garage this past weekend, but I got into it and went through some boxes. And I was able to find some things that I had not seen for quite a while. What I was actually looking for, and now this is a bit of an oddity. Years ago, probably 25 years ago now, I bought, or maybe it was bought for me, I think is probably the way it went, for a birthday, all of these old TV guides. Now, who would have thought TV guides would have been worth something? But now, they don't even make the TV guide the way they used to. It used to be that little thick book like Reader's Digest. So, they bought me all these old TV guides. Well, apparently, what is so popular about these TV guides is the covers. People love the covers and the little stories that are in the color pages. And I was, a few weeks ago, I saw that there was one from, I think, 91 or 92 that had Phil Donahue on the front of it. And I thought, well, I wonder if I have that one. Well, I've never gotten into the garage to look for it, because there are totes and totes of these things. Well, this past weekend, with the help of Angie Evers, we went out there and started going through them, and guess what? It turned up. But a whole lot of other ones turned up, too, that were kind of interesting. You know, there were some with Bill Cosby on the front, back when he was America's father, and he was on the Cosby Show, and there were ones that turned up with, oh, who else was on the cover of some of these? They were interesting. People from 60 Minutes, and I think the Golden Girls cast were on some of them. Betty White back in her popular television days. I don't know. It was just interesting to look at some of these things and look at what television once was, because there have been so many stark changes in television over the last, oh, I would say 10 years for sure, maybe even closer to 20 at this point. But that was fun. And then also had a good pizza Saturday night. Went and got some ice cream. Worked on the tomato plant. The tomato plant's coming along well, although I'm told that it needs to be planted now. It's in a pot, and it's getting tall. And I'm being told, now a shovel showed up at my house last night, that this thing needs to be planted in the ground. So maybe that'll be a project if it doesn't rain too much tonight to get this tomato plant in the ground. How many tomatoes will come off a tomato plant? Now, I'm curious about this, and when are they going to start to form? Because the plant is growing at an extremely fast rate. And it's also starting to get some flowers on it. So when should I start to see tomatoes on this thing? Does anybody know? Or how many tomatoes does a tomato plant produce? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the old tomato plant, which is coming? You know, I really feel like I've done something in the horticulture field this year, because, you know, I have never planted a garden in my life. I've never planted a flower. I've never done landscaping. I've never done anything like that. But now, this tomato plant is coming right along. So this is an enjoyable thing to watch. Go ahead, Gala.
Yeah, your blossoms come on, and then you'll see the very, very front of the blossom. It'll turn, it'll look like it's dried out. That's when your tomato will form.
Now, is there a normal part of summer that this usually happens?
When did you plant them?
Let's see. Probably would have been back in late May, probably.
Okay, what variety have you got? It should have told you on the little tag what your maturity is. It's usually like 65 to 70 days.
Oh, is it? Well, you know, the tag is still in there, because it's still in the pot.
Yeah.
And I think the tag is still in
there. It'll say matures in 65 or 70 days. I put mine in the ground May 16th, and I've got tomatoes on one vine. I planted three different types. And my little cherry tomatoes, I've got probably two dozen on there already. They're small, but they're I'm growing tomatoes. Then I planted one. It was a yellow tomato. It's about the size of almost the size of a golf ball. But my others, my Mountain Fresh, I've just got blossoms. I haven't got anything on there yet. So mine have been in the ground, well, it was 30 days on the 16th.
Now, do
so
you
I
think,
should be eating tomatoes middle of July.
Do you think all this rain will affect anything?
Oh, it always does, yeah. Yeah.
Usually speeds up the process, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
the best thing for tomatoes is get them out in a thunderstorm. You get that extra nitrogen. Are you using any fertilizer on them?
You know, I'm trying to think. I don't think I've put any fertilizer on, no.
I put it on mine once a week. I sprinkle it on the dirt, and then once I water it, that carries the fertilizer into the plant.
It's an interesting thing. I can see why people enjoy it.
Oh yeah, it's a learning process. I've got my cherry tomatoes are almost 6 foot tall already.
Isn't that something? And you just planted them on May the 16th.
Yep. And I water them at least twice a day. And if it's a real hot day, then I'll wait till the sun goes down and I'll water them again.
Interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Alrighty.
All right, bye-bye. See, this whole watering thing has become an issue, too. Now, how often do you water a tomato plant? I'm going to have to check the tag tonight to see when the maturity date is. I'm trying to remember the day that I got it. It would have been, I think it was before, it was before Memorial Day. So maybe the weekend before Memorial Day, one or two weekends before Memorial Day, I think would have been when that all went down. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
6 months and 4 days until Christmas.
Oh, exciting. 6 months and 4 days until Christmas. So we're almost on the cusp of Christmas here. So the first day of summer comes that close to Christmas. See, we don't think of it in those terms. But fall will be here before you know it. Kids will be back in school, hopefully the normal way this year. And we will see how it all ticks out. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have anything on your mind this morning here on WWGH Radio, 55 and a half minutes past the hour. Also, don't forget this morning, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. And then we have Voice of the People with Linda Sims today from 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m. All great programming coming up here today on WWGH Radio. Now, what I thought I would do here this morning is type out a letter, because this whole change thing has gotten on my nerves, where people do not give you the proper change. So what I'm going to try to do here is type out a letter. I got the machine out here, and we're going to see how this works here this morning. Okay, let's see here. Wait a second. Let me try this again. D-E-A-R. We'll just say restaurant. R-E-S-T-R-A-N-T. Why do you not G-I-V-E give C-H-A-N-G-E? Change. It, period, is a major inconvenience for all of us. Oh, the bell rang. Put that back that way. Who like... See, I always feel when you're writing a letter to somebody, you should type it out. You should get the old typewriter out. Because I think when you send emails or you just call them, I don't think it has the same effect. So I've got the Smith Corona typewriter out here this morning. So we're just taking care of business here, writing this letter out. Now, how many of you, when you're at home, still write or type letters? Because we say type all the time, but we really don't mean type. We mean get on the computer and use a keyboard. But when I say type, I mean type. I am definitely typing this morning on an old Smith Corona typewriter, which is probably about 60 years old. There's nothing like the ding of a typewriter. Oh, there it was. There's the ding. And then you slide this thing. Well, maybe you slide the thing back. Let's see here. You know, the pounding of the keys really means you're doing something. Oh, and see, and that you don't get that with a computer. You don't get that ding. You don't get that slide. See, this is how you want to type a letter. When you've got some real, you have a real angry question. Like if you're writing an editorial to a newspaper, you want to do it on a typewriter to show, because the harder you hit the key, the more it's going to go into the paper. And it's going to let them know that you really have a problem. Does anybody still have a typewriter? 740-383-9944. As I type out this letter, we'll put the old return address on here, WWGH Radio, South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let's see here. We don't want to go down to the next line when you're putting the return address on. I think they should still teach typing in schools.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention. With conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can count them up.
Do you think that it's good that Bob Dole is the only Republican past candidate for president who's shown at this event? Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way. And I think they're going to be shown